Proclamation number 7519 of 10th of February, 1960. Victory over the adversary with Jesus Christ. Only with and through Jesus Christ can you become blessed. As long as you still keep your distance from Him, the gates into the kingdom of light are closed to you, and His adversary still keeps you under His control, because then you still belong to Him voluntarily. Only when you direct your gaze to the cross can you become free from His control, for then you will also look towards Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross, and you will consciously enter the circle of those for whom the man Jesus gave His life in order to redeem them from His control. Then Jesus' blood, which is intended to wash you humans clean from sin, will not have flowed in vain, and then you will make use of the work of grace yourselves. You will acknowledge Jesus Christ as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, and thereby you will also acknowledge God Himself, who embedded Himself in the man Jesus in order to accomplish the work of redemption on earth. And therefore you must profess Him during your earthly life. You must not distance yourselves from Jesus Christ. You must live your life with Him. You must always be mindful of His crucifixion and appeal to Him that He may also have died for you in order to redeem you, for you must fully consciously acknowledge the act of salvation. You must know that you are lost without Him, that His adversary will not release you from His power as long as you do not stand behind the one who defeated the adversary through His death on the cross. But as soon as you stand by His side, you will also be victorious over the enemy of your souls. You will possess the strength and also muster the will to set yourselves free and want to belong to Jesus Christ all the more intimately the more you devote yourselves to Him and the more willingly you make use of the blessings of the act of salvation. To go through earthly life with Him, with Jesus Christ, also means to have found redemption. It means no longer being weakened and at the mercy of God's adversary. It means having found forgiveness of sins and safe protection against all temptations. For Jesus Christ will always stand by the human being and ward off the adversary if only His help is requested. Yet without Jesus Christ the human being is too weak to resist Him. He lacks both the will and the strength to defend himself, and the adversary still has his full power over him. But Jesus has become victor. He redeemed the souls from him with his blood and through his death acquired the strength for you, which you can now request from him for the battle against the enemy of your souls. And you humans should all make use of this privilege. You should let Jesus Christ give you what He acquired for you, then you will also possess the strength to resist. Jesus Christ's fighter will always walk by your side and fight for you, and with Him you will gain victory over the one who kept you bound for eternities. You will be able to release yourselves and powerfully resist Him, for you now draw strength from your divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who will provide you with it in abundance if only you call upon Him and appeal to Him for strength for the sake of His crucifixion. You will be strong and powerful with Him, yet you will have to remain weak and miserable without His help in the hands of your enemy, because you have no strength to resist yourselves and therefore need the help of Jesus Christ. Therefore request it at all times. Escape the adversary's power by consciously turning to Jesus Christ and appeal for His protection, which He will surely and gladly grant you, who died for you on the cross in order to redeem you. Amen.